A big sticking point in the battle over Governor Nathan Deal's proposed school takeover plan is money. Voters will be asked next month whether the state should be able to step in and run schools it considers chronically failing. As Martha Dalton reports, that also means moving some tax dollars from local school districts to the state.
In the 1976 movie All the President's Men, a source tells two reporters trying to break the Watergate scandal,
"Just follow the money.
Just follow the money." Now, this isn't Watergate, and there's no scandal here. We want to be clear about that. But we are going to try to follow the money involved in the governor's school takeover plan. First, it would create a statewide school system made up exclusively of low-performing schools. All the money such a school gets in local, state, and federal dollars would shift to the new state district. But there are still some unknowns. For example, it's hard to say exactly how much money that would be.
It's really going to vary a lot depending on the district that they're working with, because some districts have a lot of local revenue, some mainly rely on the state.
Jared Apperson specializes in the economics of education. He says that's one unknown, how much money the state would get to run the schools. On the other side, he says local districts could have a hard time figuring out their new budgets.
The extent to which districts are going to be financially impacted depends on the amount to which they can adjust their expenses to match their new size.
Yes, school funding involves complicated math. In addition to the unknowns, there are parts of the plan that opponents just don't like. At this community conversation about the takeover plan in Conyers last week, the issue of for-profit charter companies came up.
Those for-profit entities stand to make money off taxpayers.
Margaret Ciccarelli is with the Professional Association of Georgia Educators. The state could let for-profit charter operators run the schools it takes over. Ciccarelli says those companies have a reputation for saving money by slashing the single biggest expense in education, teacher salaries. And she worries that means skimping on quality.
By employing educators who have fewer years of experience and aren't as equipped with high quality professional learning and experience to serve students, particularly really needy students.
Speaking at the same event, Ciccarelli summed up how she thinks the money should work.
Ultimately, the theme is investment, not divestment. Our answer to struggling schools are to roll up our sleeves and jump in and help them.
But Alyssa Botts says the governor's plan would put more money towards schools the state takes over.
If your child is attending a failing school, then there will actually be more money available for that school at the school level. You know, there's a greater flow of that money directly into the classroom.
Botts is a spokeswoman for the group Opportunity for All Georgia Students. It's a nonprofit that supports the takeover plan.
It's capped at withholding no more than 3% of the funds for administrative purposes.
Botts says, in contrast, the average Georgia school district spends almost 5% of its budget on administration. And so she says the new district would have more money to spend on classrooms. For his part, the governor has insisted the plan isn't about money. He says he's supporting it for one reason.
I'm doing it to fulfill what I believe the voters of the governor of Georgia mandated for me to do, and that is to improve our state.
If voters approve the plan, also called Amendment 1, next month, it would allow the legislature to budget more money toward the new school district. It would also let the district solicit and accept private dollars. Martha Dalton, WABE News.